With an ever-changing economy and the job market being a cutthroat arena, it's becoming more and more common for men to lose their jobs and find themselves unemployed for various lengths of time. Providing for our families is an inbuilt desire for most men, and we'll talk further into the biblical worldview of men and unemployment on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. One of our listeners has a heartfelt question regarding what the Bible says about men providing for their families. He asks, is an unemployed husband and father really worse than an unbeliever, as Paul seems to infer in 1 Timothy 5 verse 8? I'm having a hard time understanding this. I was retrenched 8 months ago, and since that time, my family has been getting by on my wife's income. Even when I was working, I could never have supplied all of our needs on my own. Meanwhile, Christian broadcasters and preachers keep telling me that God wants men to provide for their own families. This is a real sore spot with me. Do you think the Lord rejects me because of my inability to meet up to His expectations? We're keenly aware of the struggles of those who have to deal with the hardship of unemployment, men and women alike. Our hearts go out to you because we know that you're in the middle of a truly awful situation. Job loss can be a serious blow to an individual's sense of identity. This is especially true for men, who tend to define themselves in terms of their work. That's not to mention the financial anxieties that come with the package. This is often hardest on the male, who feels responsible to provide for and protect his family as part and parcel of his God-given role. That leads us to the first point we'd like to make. We're careful to clarify that we're not in the business of establishing rules or telling people how they ought to live their lives. Our only goal is to help men and women understand their own God-given impulses and desires. We would never tell a man in your position that he should provide for his family or that he has to provide for his family. It's not up to us to lay down the law and condemn anyone who fails to measure up. We do believe, however, that most men are designed to want this. As a result, they become uneasy and discontented when they're prevented from fulfilling their role. You seem to be a case in point. You should understand that Paul didn't write 1 Timothy 5:8 to condemn victims of adversity. His goal wasn't to pass judgment on those who found themselves unemployed through misfortune or hardship. Let's take a look at his exact words. If anyone does not provide for his own, he says, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. What does this mean? The answer is closely tied up with the historical context of Paul's letter. He was speaking to a very specific situation which involved certain members of the Christian community. These people were attempting to avoid family responsibilities by asking the church to assume support of their dependent relatives, widowed aunts and grandmothers. But the church, as Paul makes very clear, was already burdened with the care of genuine widows, or those who had no relatives. This is why he stresses the importance of each family taking care of its own members. Similarly, when the apostle told the Thessalonians, "If anyone will not work, neither shall he eat," he wasn't talking about men who had lost their jobs as a result of retrenchments or economic downturns. Instead, he was addressing the disorderly and irresponsible members of the church. If you'd like to discuss your concerns at greater length, we have licensed counselors who can offer face-to-face counseling or speak to you over the phone. Please don't hesitate to give us a call on 031-716-3300. We want to encourage you to hang in there and keep looking to the Lord for His provision. He knows your heart and He hasn't abandoned you. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.